This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today is Mexican Independence Day, and in the border city of Juarez this year, the party is on. Last year, Juarez canceled the public celebration of the country's 200th birthday. After 4 years of brutal drug cartel violence, the city opted out of Mexico's biggest party of the century. Now, there's a new mayor, and while Juarez still has one of the worst murder rates in the Americas, people are tired of hiding. From the public media collaboration Fronteras, Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
¡Viva México! ¡Viva! ¡Viva Juarez! ¡Viva!
The excitement of hundreds of elementary school kids at an Independence Day celebration in southeast Juarez is electric. Tiny mariachis in fake mustaches and folklorico dancers in full skirts and blue eyeshadow shout, "Long live Mexico," as is tradition on the eve of the nation's birthday.
Pues hacemos un festejo que los llene de emotividad, pero nosotros tenemos la consigna.
Teresa Contreras is the director of the school. She says having a celebration helps motivate the families. It's our responsibility, she says, to teach the children good values in spite of the terrible violence that surrounds them. While killings are down in Juarez this year, the murder rate is still far worse than it was 4 years ago when the drug violence first erupted. Some 1,600 people have died here this year. Nationally, police have arrested a number of cartel bosses, but daily murders, extortion, and disappearances continue with impunity. At a street corner, a saleswoman sells Mexican flags, noisemakers, and revolutionary portraits. Business is brisk. Not like last year, she says, when the festivities were canceled and sales were abysmal. One of her clients is Isaac Fernandez, the manager of a new bar that opened in a once booming party zone, now lined with decaying businesses. We see how sad and empty Ciudad Juarez is becoming and decided to open up this business and create jobs, he says. If we continue to be afraid, things won't get better. But not everybody shares his point of view. Another client pulls up wearing dark glasses and a woven necklace with the image of a saint. His name is Juan Vasquez, and he works for an ad agency. When I ask him how he'll celebrate Independence Day, he says, across the border in El Paso, Texas.
The thing is, with the terrible situation happening in Mexico right now, the U.S. is like a safe haven for some Mexicans.
It's true. Since the violence began, one Juarez demographer estimates up to 40,000 people have fled the city into the United States. The Mexican consulate in El Paso holds its own Independence Day bash. Last year, 10,000 people attended. At the site of the Juarez Fiesta, workers drilled together a massive facade depicting the original church where a patriotic priest cried for independence from Spain 201 years ago. This year, the city has gone all out, spending nearly $500,000 on everything from security to entertainment. 26 buses have been dispatched across the city to transport people to the festivities. Mayor Héctor Murguía stands proudly on the main stage in a crisp white collared shirt.
El líder tiene que mostrar verdaderamente lo que es una ciudad, y esta ciudad es una ciudad viva.
He says, it's my job to show what the city is about. The city is alive, he says. People go to work every day and try to do better for their families. Murguía says violence is down across the city, and sacrificing the celebration this year is simply unacceptable. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.